Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are in Romans chapter 1, verse 8 today. And we read, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world." Now notice, first of all, that Paul was thankful to God for their faith. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, we read, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So we see that faith is the gift of God to you and to me. Do you believe what God has said? Well, you can be thankful to God for that, because it was a sign of God working in you. Now, faith is not positive thinking. Some people relegate faith today to impressions or holy thoughts that they have or something like that, something not very concrete, but almost an imaginative thing. But faith is based on facts. Remember what Paul said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so faith is founded upon what God has said. So whenever you see somebody who has a reverence for the scriptures and what God has said, you know that God is working in that person. And to be honest with you, that's how I judge people when they say that they're believers. I judge by whether they have a love for the scriptures or not. And if I know they have a love for the scriptures, that tells me that God is working on them because he's driving them to what he's written in his word. So faith is based upon the facts of the word of God. Now notice also in this verse, Paul is thankful to God through Jesus Christ. We never think of ourselves apart from Jesus Christ. We cannot know God apart from Jesus Christ. And you and I, without Jesus Christ, will never have resurrection life. God has sent his son to be our savior, and he's the mediator between God and man. So without Jesus Christ, we cannot know God, and there's no hope for us. Now notice also in verse 8 that their faith was spoken of throughout the whole world. So the testimony of the Roman believers was known all over the place. And what did the world at large see in the Roman church? Did they see a great building? Great church services, liturgy, incense, bells and whistles and all kinds of stuff, all kinds of programs? No, it wasn't that kind of superficial stuff. What was known about the Roman church was that they believed God. Remember we said faith is based upon the facts of the word of God. So what characterized the Roman church was that they believed what God had said as he has said it in his word. Remember Paul said that he believed all things that are written in the law of Moses and the prophets. You remember that verse we spoke about? Verse 14 of Acts 24, Paul says this, "But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets." So Paul was called a heretic because he worshiped God based on the scriptures. Worship is always based on the scriptures. Today, when people talk about faith and worship, listen very carefully to how they talk about it. Faith and worship today is almost an emotional thing. But in the scriptures, faith and worship is always based upon what God has said, how he has revealed himself in the scriptures. In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, to give you a reference to look up, when we see that God reveals himself to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, and it says this, "And the Lord," verse 7 of Genesis chapter 12, "And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him." Notice that the Lord appears unto Abraham, speaks to him, gives him a promise. And based on that promise, he builds an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. Notice the phrase. We have the word of God and the appearance of God. Worship is always based on what God has said. Our faith is based upon what God has said. May we imitate the Roman church and be known for what we believe, not because we're emotional. This is Dan Sheridan. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.